a boat ride as his father and his grand. I'm working in a boat, you're building on the River Thames. One day Chip was hard at work, the devil appeared from hell. He had a roll of copper and a bag of bottle nails. The devil said, and the Chip, take these nails and copper roll, but you also have to take this rat and I will take your soul. The Chip despised the rat and the rat's willing his, but the bucket of nails and copper were too much to resist. Set to work, he took me to the rat, and there wouldn't be a problem with this death of the rat. But the devil wouldn't die, no matter how hard he tried. The rat attacked the boat right and he beat him in the eye. The sinners hit the river and smell and the symptoms smell. They followed Chip around and made his life a living hell. He slowly lost his mind, he lost his family, he lost his job and had to join the King's Navy. A bit, a yard with every ship. I say to him, my master, and I bet you chip. I let my nose a bit, a yard with every ship. I say to him, my master, I'm gonna get you. Chip up the gangplank of the ship, and they bit him and they tortured him until he finally flipped. He stumbled to the captain to turn around his rig. The captain spied his madness and they chucked him in the brig. The devil had his man, he knew just what to do. He'd command the rats into the planks they drew. The water rushed in and the ship went down. She was smashed upon the rocks on which the rats danced around. A pip, a yard will build a ship. I say to Nick, my master, I will get you chip. A lemon grows a pip, a yard will build a ship. I say to Nick, my master, I will get you chip. A lemon grows a pip, a yard will build a ship. I say to Nick, my master, I will get you chip. A lemon grows a pip, a yard will build a ship. I say to Nick, my master, I got you chip.
So we are here for tonight's show here at Bayfest, for pool party, the last day of Bayfest, with Paul McKenzie.
Oh, my name is Paul McKenzie, I play with the Roma McKenzie's, and I'm happy to be here in Italy.
And welcome to Italy, to Bellaria.
Ah, grazie, grazie.
So you speak Italian?
Appetito.
A little bit. So you came from Vancouver, British Columbia. Are you on tour now?
We are on tour. We're throughout Europe. It's a pleasure to be here. We survived the pandemic. And I'm happy to see all my friends. And I'm happy to be on the road. And I'm happy to be writing new music for our new album. But most of all, I love to play live.
Okay, perfect.
As you will see.
Yeah, because you have a last studio album, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so could you talk about it a little bit?
Talk about what?
Songs from the islands and some from the sea.
Oh, well, here's a funny story. I went in and recorded that album and was immediately called to work up in northern Canada. Then I got called from my work directly to the airport to go on tour. So I never heard the album. Until we were in the middle of France and the DJ played it. And I was running around saying, hey, who are these people? They're trying to sound like us. We're going to sue their asses. And my manager came up and says, Paul, this is your latest album. I went, no. I was so embarrassed.
It's so funny story.
It is a funny story, but I really love the album. I love the the performance by the musicians on that album. And yeah, it was really a lot of fun. And I am a sailor, an avid sailor. I've sailed all seven of the seas in the world. And so I really love the album.
Okay, perfect. So how is to be in the Fat Wreck Chords family? Because you are from a long period now.
Well, all of the bands that we've ever worked with, I love them. They're all friends. That Mike is a really great guy. And it's more like a family than a business, you know, and that's the way they run it. If you don't fit in, you can go somewhere else. But we fit in very well, and I love them all dearly.
Thank you. You are known in the Celtic punk world for your Scottish influences, right?
Well, I was raised Scottish. I am Scottish Canadian.
Okay.
And all of the old songs that we play, I was taught by my grandparents and my mother and father. When I first went to school, I had a Scottish accent. And all the kids said, "What are you talking like that for?" I says, what do you mean?" Because my parents taught me how to speak, and they taught me with a Scottish accent.
Wow.
So I've retained a wee bit of it, but, you know, it's all right. I can still speak Scottish, Gaelic.
Wow, wonderful. So is there a community in Vancouver of Scottish people?
There is, but they're all really stuck up. They're, take for example, we played a show in the Scottish Community Center, and we take old Scottish songs and put them into a new format, like rock and roll. And the old guy came up and said, "You're ruining our music." And I said, "Hey, old man, look over there. You see all those young people who are dancing to our music? You're going to die. And you can take that with you, old man. We are the future. Bye."
Okay. Okay, so actually I really love Vancouver.
Bring lots of money. It's very expensive.
Yeah, but I went to Vancouver a long time ago, so okay, maybe it's changing.
It is beautiful.
Okay, yeah.
But unfortunately, Vancouver is becoming gentrified like everything else. So all the cool old buildings are coming down, and the concrete and glass are going up, and the developers are making lots of money. So little by little, it's losing its soul, just like everywhere. So, you know, I guess what we're going to have to do is get a UFO and move to Mars.
So you, with the Real McKenzies, are a real live performing band. So what can we expect tonight here at Bayfest?
Well, tonight we have a very fine lineup. All of the guys are professional players. We get along really well, and so it reflects in the performance of the music. As you will be able to tell, it's a good vibration. We have the bagpipes. How do you say bagpipe in Italian?
Cornamusa.
Cornamusa.
Yeah.
That's like in French. Well, and our piper is Galician, and he went to Canada, and he went into the forest, and he found a cold de moose.
Really?
Yeah, the moose was cold. It was a cold de moose.
Ah, cold de moose. Yeah, right. Yeah, so you have also traditional instruments.
Yes. All the guys are really good. We all love each other. There's no problems whatsoever. We support one another, which makes it very, very nice to be on tour, because I've had other lineups that aren't so nice. So it's not like work. It's like every gig is play, and we feel good about it.
So last question. Thank you very much.
Oh, no, I want more questions.
Really?
Yeah.
So how do you consider in this Celtic world? Because, you played since 1992.
No, 1990. Our first album was 1990.
Is there a change throughout the year?
Of course. There's always a change with the change of lineup. And I've had, since 1992, there's been over 100 people in this band. But guys, they want a family, they want a real job, or they can't handle the stress of the road. So they can go their own way, and I'll find someone else who can do it. But why don't you ask me my zodiac sign?
Okay. Can you tell me, please, your zodiac sign?
My zodiac sign is Libra.
Wow.
But I was born on the middle, so I'm Libra Scorpio, which is good, bad.
Yeah, maybe.
So I'm a good, bad Scorpion.
Really funny, really funny.
Why don't you ask me how old I am?
I don't think that is the right question.
Come on, I'm 39 years old.
Oh, really? Okay. I believe you.
Okay, and why don't you ask me what my favorite band is?
Yeah. Okay. What is your favorite band?
I have too many favorite bands to list. They're mostly all my favorite.
Okay. Do you have a particular influence for your music?
Of course. We have all Scottish bands. We have Alex Harvey. We have Andy Stewart. We have Kenneth McKellar. We have Robert Burns, the famous poet. We have, what's his name, Sir Harry Lauder, who used to play in World War I, and he was knighted by the king. We also have the Real McKenzies. They're one of my favorite bands of all.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
So how do you mix Celtic and Scottish music, of course, with punk music?
Well, you know, a lot of people, a lot of critics mistake us for Irish punk. We're not Irish punk. We are Scottish punk, and we are one of the only Scots punk bands in the world. I don't know why there's so much Irish, maybe because they're following in the Dropkick Murphys steps, but let me tell you a story. In 1992, we were playing in Boston, and there were these boys in front of the stage, and they were flicking cigarettes at me, which in Boston at the time means that they like you. But I chased them out of the club because they were flicking cigarettes at me.
Oh, really?
And the next time I saw those guys, they were the Dropkick Murphys.
Wow.
True story.
Okay, thank you for this anecdote. Is there a special place for you, or a special time in your career, in your musical career?
Inverness, Scotland, Highlands, anytime, any place. Love it there. And right next door is Loch Ness, where the Loch Ness Monster lives. Woo!
Yeah, and Shetland Islands are beautiful too.
Well, if the truth be known, I make the best of anywhere I go. And I like it. I like the world. I'm in love with the world. And wherever we go, when we can make people happy and dance and have a good time and get drunk with us, it's good.
So, thank you very much this time, Paul McKenzie, for this interview.
Oh, you're very welcome. And for all of my friends out there in Radio Land, come and see the Real McKenzies. You'll have a good time. And don't forget that we love you all.
Thank you. We can't wait to see you on stage tonight.
I can't wait to see me on stage either.
Thank you, Paul. Thank you.
Grazie.